I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now, today I've got for you a subreddit that I haven't looked at in a very long time, r/confession. It pretty much does what it says on the tin. People go onto the subreddit and post their deepest, darkest secrets that they've never really told anyone before. I guess alleviating their conscience, or maybe just admitting their bad mistakes in the past. Today's first post epitomizes what this subreddit is really all about. OP, who is 20 years old at the time of writing this, goes back to 5 years in his past, when he was at school, and he tells the story of how he got his best friend from school expelled for something that he did. 5 years later, it's been on his mind for that entire time, and he's felt incredibly guilty, but now he is telling everyone his story for the first time. Let's get into it. When I was 15, I lied to my school and got my best friend expelled. So, for the backstory, I had this friend who we will just call Chloe for the sake of this post. We'd known each other since we were four, and our mums are pretty much best friends even today. Chloe was always known as a bit of a problem child. She would constantly lie and get into trouble, whereas I was the complete opposite. I was pretty much a goody two-shoes, as people would say. Even though we were polar opposites, we were still best friends. When Chloe got to about 13, she went a bit off the rails, and her behaviour got worse. She started doing things like getting involved with drugs, underage sex, and making up lies about her parents, etc. Because of all of this, her parents lost all trust in her, and so they wouldn't believe anything she had to say to them half the time. Despite all of this, she was still a good friend to me, and had my back. My mum didn't like me hanging around with Chloe much anymore, understandably. But because she is close with her mum, there was not much that she could do or say. Anyways, for my confession, we were now both 15 and we're in the last year of school. A lot of people were into smoking weed, and it was talked about all the time. This made me become curious, and I was desperate to smoke a joint for the first time, just to see what it was like. I would have asked Chloe for some, but she was off the stuff by then. And she was just trying to better herself in general by making an effort with schoolwork and being more respectful towards her parents. I'm very shy, and she was the only person I trusted, and I was too embarrassed to ask anyone else. So I ended up finding some myself by getting in contact with a local dealer off some silly app called Whisper. F knows what I was thinking. I think back to this moment all the time and cringe at how stupid and naive I was. Not only was it dangerous to meet some random person off the internet, but I don't know why I just didn't ask Chloe for advice anyway. Long story short, I purchased an 8th from this guy in town, and you're going to laugh at how dumb I was. I literally smoked a joint in my room while my parents were home. I was too stupid to even think about the smell, and obviously I got caught. My parents came into my room and went absolutely mad. They automatically accused Chloe of giving it to me at school, and said that they were going to tell her mum and the school first thing in the morning. I tried to tell them where I had really got it from, but they wouldn't believe me, and thought I was trying to protect Chloe. I wish I could have shown them some sort of proof that I met a dealer, but by then, I deleted all of the evidence, the dealer's number and messages, etc. No matter how hard I tried to convince them, they weren't having it. They just wouldn't believe that their innocent, well-behaved daughter would know where to buy drugs from. Chloe's mum also didn't believe Chloe, and sided with my parents too. As everyone thought that the weed was given to me on school grounds, both of our parents had to have a meeting with the head teachers. Then I was forced to tell them some BS story that Chloe had given me the weed in our break time. I felt so bad about doing it, and I knew how screwed up it was, but no one believed me anyway, so I just gave up and went along with everyone else in the end. That was my biggest regret. Because I'm known as the good kid who never gets in trouble at school, and then there's Chloe with her track record, they automatically believed my parents, and they permanently expelled Chloe from the school for dealing drugs with no proof or anything. They just took mine and my parents' word for it and got rid of her. Flash forward 5 years. I'm now 20, and still nobody knows the truth. I haven't told anyone what really happened, and I don't know if I should. I haven't had any contact with Chloe since that incident. I was banned from hanging out with her after what happened, and she got into quite a lot of trouble, as she wasn't in school anymore, which I blame myself for. Her mum ended up kicking her out about a year after, and she ended up living in a hostel, but she now lives away with her boyfriend as far as I know, and doesn't speak to her family. I think about this every day, and I just feel so guilty and ashamed. My mum and her mum talk all the time, and I go on day outs with her family, and they all think highly with me. If only they knew the truth, that I'd lied and gotten Chloe expelled and stopped her from bettering herself and maybe developing a better relationship with her mum, they would know that I'm actually a terrible human being. This is by far the worst thing I've ever done, and I don't know if I will ever get over the guilt and shame. This is also the first time I've confessed to this, even over the internet. I have no idea how my parents would react if I one day told them the truth, but I don't even think they would believe me still, even as an adult. Oh my god, like where to even start with this story? I don't even know where to begin. It's just, you don't really get this level of depth and guilt in any other subreddits on Reddit. r/confession man, you get stuff like this. You know that this story, this event, this guilt, this, you know, feeling of being so ashamed of yourself has been on OP's mind for the last 5 years, and only now are they, you know, telling it to the world, really. Yes, it's on a throwaway account, but at least it's kind of out there now. At least people know about it, I guess. I don't really know what to say in terms of, should you now tell your parents about what happened all that time ago? I think if it was me in that situation, I would. I don't think I'd be able to have something like that on my mind for that long. I mean, to be fair for Chloe, I think she would already know it was you lying, right? Because, you know, she would have been told by the school that she dealt drugs to you, OP, when she knows she didn't, and you know obviously she didn't. So she would have known that you were lying at that point. So in terms of the relationship with you and her, it seems like it doesn't really exist anymore. That's fine. But yeah, you're right. Your parents actually might still not believe you. If they didn't believe you then, will they believe you 5 years later? I don't even know. If it was me though, I would have to tell someone at this point. I couldn't live the rest of my life having this just on my conscience each and every day, eating me up. No way I'm telling someone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right then, now moving on to our second confession of today's episode. I worked for a restaurant, and I would steal money from the register at the end of the night whenever it was over because I was lazy. I worked for an old-fashioned restaurant over 5 years ago for a few years, in a position that I guess could be considered kind of unique by today's standards. I don't want to give many key details for how everything was done for that reason. I'd record all the tables, check amounts, etc., etc. throughout the day. It was all done by hand and very unnecessarily complicated because there was this cool technology available. We didn't seem to have though, called a computer. While still doing other normal restaurant duties, at the end of the night, I had to balance all of the cash, paperwork for the restaurant and make sure everything matched everything. Pay out everyone, etc. If there was an issue or if something didn't match, we were supposed to go through all of the paperwork, type thousands of different amounts into calculators, cross-check our information, find where the error occurred, and correct it. I was basically an underpaid, everyone's female dog restaurant accountant. But I actually truly did enjoy my job and my co-workers. Well, one night I was extremely exhausted, and the cash balance in the register ended up being like $20 less than it should have been after paying out the buses. I just wanted to freaking go home, so I took $20 from my tips that night and put it into the register so everything matched. I don't know if I calculated their tips wrong or what. Well, after that night, since it saved me so much time, I just took from my tips and put my money in the register anytime it was under. Usually it was just a couple of dollars, and seriously not worth it to me to spend 3 hours trying to fix at 12 a.m. However, one night, many weeks later, it ended up being over by like $40, and I pocketed it In my head, I figured I'd probably taken that much from my own tips to put into the register over the past however long it was. I felt so guilty, but I still did it. Anyway, I got to go home early. I was so exhausted at the end of the night, it felt worth it to me to do it at the time. Now, I did this for years. I kind of got slightly lazy towards the end, because I knew this hack and the register paperwork didn't therefore need to be exactly 100% right. I could forge plus or minus a few dollars. No one would know at all. Now, I don't know if I ended up giving more to the restaurant or taking more. I wouldn't even be able to guess how much on either side. I thought about my deed as little as possible. I never stole money to intentionally steal money, but I guess I did steal to pay myself back, whether or not I ended up earning money. I just put it in when I needed to and took it out when I needed to, so it would match. Look, it doesn't justify it, and I feel like a criminal, and I want to confess. The way the paperwork was done, there's no way they could find out. All numbers went through me, all trust was put in my hands, and they'd never expect me to have done this. Ever. I told one of my co-workers this hack, who actually was a really good guy with good intentions, who had the same position as me at some point. I casually forgot to mention I actually took the overbalance home with me, because even though I was paying back what I'd put in, I was so ashamed to have stolen. It's truly not the kind of person that I view myself to be. I only put money in, I said. He thought my whole plan was absolutely brilliant, and because I wasn't taking money, it technically wasn't morally wrong. If anything, we gave them a few dollars. He took it upon himself to, when the register was over, hide the extra few dollars disguised as tips of a busser with a fake name. Smart, I know. And if the drawer was ever under, he would take from his go-home quick funds. He got caught. My supervisor found the fake busser's money. I was asked about this fake person, who possibly could be owed like $40 cash. I said I didn't know. He confessed when he was questioned, and was fired on the spot. He didn't say a word about me. I've told this to no one else at all until today. It is very difficult to judge someone just based on their actions one time ages ago without, you know, meeting them in real life or knowing them very well and getting to know if they genuinely are a nice person or not. Because as much as OP says that, you know, they weren't stealing and it's not in their nature, sure, that's fine to say that, but how do I know that's actually legit? How do I know that that is true? Like, you could just be saying that. Anyone could say that. A murderer could say, yeah, it's not in my nature to murder. Well, you still murdered, mate. You know what I mean? However, I think the fact that you started, OP, as giving money, like giving your own money into the register, kind of confirms that you probably are a nice person. So I take that back. With immediate effect, I hope you accept my immediate apology. I am sorry. However, just like the first story, your mate getting fired for it. Not ratting you out, by the way, is unbelievable. Well done to him. But it feels so deep, doesn't it? Because you told him that hack, he did it. You've been doing it for ages. He just started doing it. He's the one that gets caught and fired. And, you know, no one even knows that you told him anything. And you probably kept doing it in future. Mental. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/confession. Please do comment down below your thoughts on both these stories. And do drop a like on this video if you want to see more from this subreddit. As I said, I haven't made a video on this subreddit actually since the 17th of September, 2020. So almost a year ago now. Pretty insane. If you do want to see more, let me know down in the comments below. And I'll see you all tomorrow with a brand new video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.